The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It strikes me as something that you would find interesting, and that is the assassination of JFK. Is that something that you find interesting?
It is.
And have disguised you, and I could tell. They released a bunch of files like a month or so ago. Were you aware of that?
Yeah.
From CIA files?
Yeah. I should say the reason that I'm really interested is I have a really good friend that's actually a JFK assassination expert.
Oh, okay. Okay, oh, very good.
He's not the creepy guy that hangs out at Dealey Plaza, is it?
No, okay. He's not.
Which one?
But yeah. And he actually, a number of years ago, stopped talking about it.
Because it was just...
you can say anything and it's true now.
Oh, it's aliens.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, gotcha.
It doesn't matter what you say about who killed him. What happened?
JFK had the idea for Facebook.
Everybody says,
Oh, yeah, that could be.
That could be.
Well, yeah, and the sad part is they're actually releasing files. So they released some last month, and they're releasing some more October 26th. And there's some really weird stuff in there. First of all, there are missing files from the ones they're preparing to release. Come on, guys. We don't need any more conspiracy stuff.
And that's why and that's what causes it,
yes.
Right? That's what causes
they're
everything.
Legitimately missing files. One batch of the CIA files that they're getting ready to release. A section on Lee Harvey Oswald.
Huh.
Gone. Missing.
Of course.
So they've got a whole set of volume, volume 1, 2, 3 on Lee Harvey Oswald.
Right.
Volume 5 out of 7 missing.
Wow.
Now, these are housed or kept by the Office of Security at the CIA.
So they'll all have their excuses of why it's missing. Look, somebody took it, didn't bring it
back. Yeah, they say it never existed. Some of them say it never existed. We just had 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7.
Right.
We just decided. You know how they don't have a 13th floor of a building?
No, Bill down in accounting thought 5 was a bad number, so he didn't use it.
Right, he doesn't like that number. It's just wrong. And then others are like, well, no, some of it, and they changed it around. No, it's somebody wanted this to go missing. The Office of Security at the CIA is responsible for protecting all of the CIA property, files, stuff like that, and then maintaining the file system, independent even of the CIA's central file registry, because some of this stuff is kept secret, and then eventually released. Records show of what they're about to tell us in October, the stuff, the batch that they're releasing, says that this File 5 did exist as recently as 1978.
Wow.
Beyond that, it gets a little sketchy. Now,
wow.
Late 70s and early 80s, they had a bunch of congressional hearings on the assassination of JFK
again. Because they wanted to talk about opening up all those files and opening up.
Hmm.
Yeah. And this was a part of it. They interviewed all kinds of people, blah, blah, blah. It existed then. Between then and now, gone.
So it was just misplaced in the movie. Like one thing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you know, you carry it from one building to another.
And he dropped
darn.
Maybe that's what Sandy Berger had with him. He's carrying out 9/11 documents. And
people thought it was just, when they found the files, thought it was just a screenplay somebody was in called JFK.
JFK 5.
Part 5 of 7.
This file is the latest, I said, of the series they're going to release. Right. This comes out October 26th. According to these documents, the mayor of Dallas at the time, was Earl Cabell.
Okay.
I'm not familiar. Anyway, he, according to these
good
files.
Old Texas boy.
Worked for the CIA.
Really?
What are you insinuating?
The mayor of Dallas. They call it
prior
a CIA.
Prior to his mayorship or during his mayorship?
So he must have had a relationship earlier on. And then during his mayorship, they call him a CIA asset, which just means they do some work.
Yeah.
Your affiliation. We have no affiliation with the CIA. I guess you do some sort of work. You still are connected somehow with them.
Sure.
Right. Exactly. Then in this started, I think, as early as 1950, they say. JFK started, was assassinated in 63, fall of 63. His brother, Charles, was actually a high-ranking CIA official until 62.
Okay, but those are two brush with greatness stories.
Could be.
Right?
It's just, interesting. So what these files seem to point out now is that Russia had little to do with this. This was speculation because Lee Harvey Oswald traveled to Russia.
And Cuba.
The CIA at least controlled this investigation. So think about that. This Central Intelligence Agency, they controlled the investigation of who shot JFK. Why would they be involved at all?
Well,
and the plausible deniability for them is, well, we thought this guy's a spy, so on and so forth.
Right.
So it's just.
And somebody had to oversee the investigation, and why not us?
And this was probably just a hard copy. It wasn't, not a computer anywhere. It was probably just
right, which
typed
is how,
up.
Which is how it goes missing, right?
Yeah, forever.
This is just what they've looked at so far, because there's a bunch more coming in October.
Some of it will be really fascinating. I don't know that it'll mean anything.
I think it's starting to paint a picture of what was going on here. And we don't know who ultimately was responsible, but they certainly were controlling the flow of information for some reason, not just for the good of all America. It was they were covering somebody's ass in this thing.
Huh.
And likely the CIA's own.
Huh.
It's sketchy. It's going to be interesting. So October 26th, that's coming out.
Mark your calendars.
You believe that?
I just know the Warren Report, or the details we have of the Warren Report, that it was a loan, whatever. That is not the case. There is more to it.
Have you seen
what more? No way. We don't know.
I mean, when you actually see the report on how that
it could
proposed
not have.
Exactly. Oswald bullet
no.
went.
Hold on.
That's impossible.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.